Welcome back to Middays with Marcus Maben, delivered by Papa John's on 93.9 The Ville. Now, here's Marcus Maben.
Welcome back. Midday with Marcus Maben, 8150. 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station. We are rolling along. Brian Hall has the music rolling. Steve Rummage is emotional. Nobody cares about defense anymore, and it's making me sick to my stomach. Coach Pitino, you keep turning them into defensive stalwart. We'll worry about scoring. We'll cross that bridge when we get to it.
Disgust me, dude.
You meant that, too.
Yeah, let's find.
You totally meant that.
Somebody, I don't cheer. I don't want to hear one more thing about, oh, I don't want no more texts going, oh, man, Anthony Simons can ball.
Because he can score.
Yeah. So, no, you're not allowed to cheer for him anymore.
I got enough scores, and I'm like, okay, so, Steve, before we went to break, I asked you a question. Brian, I want you to be able to think about this question, too. Brian Hall, just to be an outside opinion on this one, I want you to think about this question. Steve, I gave you an opportunity on air.
Yep.
I gave you an opportunity. You could go football and basketball.
Okay.
Right. Favorite all-time Louisville player. Mm. Now, you have to think about it. Because this might end emotional for you, right? I'm listening.
Oh, okay. Come up with something. It's like, football is such a 1 and 1A for me, man. I know it's so tough.
Steve, don't start. You know what? Okay,
I got mine.
If you have to do something, like if you have to straddle the fence a little bit, I'm not gonna kill you for it.
Because
I'm gonna be happy about it, but. Give me some of your top guys.
Football
or basketball?
Football, Michael Bush.
Michael Bush?
Yeah.
And just all-timer.
Lamar Jackson, man. He's too great.
Oh, God.
He's too great.
Such a prisoner He's too of the great. Moment.
He's the freaking Heisman. No, what do you mean prisoner of the moment?
Just go Heisman
He's the
trophy.
Only guy to ever win the Heisman Trophy.
And he's your favorite all-time football
yeah,
player.
Yeah, but you act like, oh, that's a prisoner of the moment. Like, oh, that kid sucked. He just had one game where he ran for 400 yards. He won the Heisman Trophy.
You see what you're turning me into? This guy's all I did was question your overall commitment to your favorite player, and it just so happens to be the best guy on the team right now.
Best guy.
All he needed is one great year to be your favorite all-timer.
Is all he needed.
Boy, I'm telling
was
you.
Was one great you, Heisman
Ms. Rummage, you
trophy.
You watch out, because this man likes to go with the new hotness in a heartbeat.
This is unreal. That's not the new hotness.
Right.
This isn't the new
I
hotness.
Got my
this is Jennifer
ready.
Aniston. Right. This is different.
Right.
This is not.
He's going with the flavor of the month.
Yeah.
See, he's such a flavor of the month guy.
He got one the Heisman. Y'all need to show more respect to Lamar Jackson. Both y'all need to show more respect to Lamar Jackson. Heisman Trophy. I bet y'all didn't even watch the Heisman Trophy ceremony.
Johnny come late.
Neither one of y'all watched the Heisman Trophy ceremony.
I didn't
ceremony.
Get an L1C4
None
lit.
Of
like,
I dressed up.
That's why I didn't watch it, because I didn't get the light bulb.
This is sad. It's a sad day
I'm still
on
mad
station.
About my light bulb. Brian Hall, who's your favorite all time?
Okay, basketball-wise, I would definitely go, I've told you this before, my man DeJuan Wheat is my favorite basketball player all time in Louisville.
Okay.
When we go football, I have to go with now. I'm going to preface this because I'm also
disclaimer
well,
alert.
Well, no, I'm going to
Lamar Jackson. Let me guess.
No. I'm going to throw out some other names too. My favorite is the cliche Teddy Bridgewater. I love Teddy Bridgewater.
That's such a man. That
but hang on,
homerific.
Let me get to my further statement. I will say that when I grew up, I really liked watching Miguel Montano. I like watching Arnold Jackson, and I like watching Ivan Green.
Good names.
Shout out to our guy, Ivan Green, by the way.
Shout out.
We need to get
out.
Him in here soon, man.
Arnold Jackson, too. I mean,
yeah.
They're electric. Yeah. Miguel Montano, that's a great name. That's a great name and number. Okay. So, Steve.
Yeah.
You know what I do. You know how we operate. You know, people hate our hypotheticals. They hate our deals with the demons or whatever. Whatever you like to call the thing we do.
Not even in my top 10, by the way.
Who?
You. Go ahead with your hypotheticals.
I bet you're going to say Deion Branch.
I just got bumped out of the top 10 on principle.
Yeah.
On principle. On defensive.
Hey, Marcus, who's your favorite basketball player?
Yeah,
this Louisville.
Come on.
It's too easy. But, okay. So, Steve.
Yes.
I'm going to ask you to participate in this exercise, and I need you to take it seriously and be immediate. You don't get to outthink it. You don't get to overthink. Oh, that's stupid. I would never do that.
Okay.
Steve, I need you to trade. I need you to trade Lamar Jackson for a Kentucky basketball player. I need you to trade Lamar Jackson for your favorite Kentucky basketball player. Lamar Jackson never comes to Louisville. He's at Kentucky. But in turn, you get a Kentucky player. You have to accept this Kentucky player. 8150, 93.9. Now be careful, people. Because if you publicly acknowledge this trade, I'm not letting it go. Steve, I don't know if you thought hard about this or it was just one instant reaction.
Instant reaction. Anthony Davis. Like, instantly.
You piece.
Because you win a championship. You win a championship, Marcus.
You piece up. I can't believe you just traded away Lamar Jackson for some guy, Anthony Davis.
I mean, of course I wouldn't do that. But you win a championship.
No, you did it too quick.
I mean, you would win the championship, though. Be back to back.
You trade anybody who's ever wore a Louisville jersey for Anthony Davis?
No.
You trade anybody who's ever worn a Louisville uniform for Anthony Davis, Steve?
No. Maybe, I don't know.
Give me somebody you wouldn't trade.
I can't think of nobody right now.
You trade Rick Pitino for Anthony Davis.
Oh, no. Now you've went too far.
You're not telling the truth.
You've went too far.
You've gone way too far. You would trade
now
Rick
you've
Pitino
stepped into something.
For Anthony Davis.
Absolutely not. No. None. I wouldn't trade Rick Pitino for nobody. Look, you know me. That's a push button for me. I am the Rick Pitino guy.
Okay. You trade Tom Jurich for Anthony Davis.
Oh, gosh. You've lost it. Like, what? Where is this even? No.
You trade for Anthony. Your commitment is to Rick Pitino and the basketball program first and foremost. You trade Tom Jurich to
Absolutely
have Anthony
not.
Davis under Rick Pitino.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. What in the world? What?
Listen, you have to give up something for Anthony Davis.
No, I don't. Not,
yes,
and it's not
Steve,
those.
You don't get to.
No, absolutely not.
You have to trade something of major
value.
You trade
away Tom Jurich, you got a sucky athletic program. You probably got Anthony Davis. You may be Akron or something. Like, no, absolutely not.
Steve, I need you to find people.
We got a Redman and T-Will.
Okay, well, I need some trades. Who would you trade Chris Redman for? What Kentucky football player would you trade Chris Redman for?
Now that's you almost got to go basketball because I mean I really can't think of many Kentucky football players. I mean seriously,
Right, I opened the conversation. It was supposed to be a basketball trade off, right? We stumbled into the football part of it because you know I didn't want to just limit it to the basketball.
Well, because there's not. I mean, because they're legitimately. I mean, think about this. Other than maybe Randall Cobb, is there a guy you could even come close to thinking about that you would trade?
No,
me either.
Yeah, like I can't even think of. Yeah, that's a shame.
No, it is. And that's not even like me making fun.
Donovan Mitchell, who would you trade him for?
Donovan Mitchell?
Yes.
What do you mean? Basketball wise?
Yes.
I mean, I already told you. Anthony Davis.
Okay.
Anthony Davis
off the table.
Okay. Anthony Davis off the table.
You can't get a first team Naismith player of the year for Donovan Mitchell.
I'm trading.
Gracious, Steve.
You asked me to trade a Heisman Trophy winner, which don't mean anything to you and Brian, apparently.
Off of last year's team.
For somebody at Kentucky last year?
Yes.
No.
Yes, you have to.
What?
No. Let's think about this. 8150, 93.9 is the number. Now we've got a chance to narrow it down a little bit.
My favorite player is Marcus, and I ain't trading.
Brian
Hall.
You're
lying. Your favorite player was Marcus. There's nobody in. No, your favorite player.
Steve.
Your favorite Louisville player ever was not Marcus Mayer.
No, you're wrong, Steve.
It's not.
No,
it's
Steve.
It's not.
Listen, you're really wrong, Steve.
It's not.
No, I've looked into the eyes of people. I've been people's favorite player.
You think that when they're like Marcus, You were my favorite player.
You've never seen me play.
You then. Were.
Steve, you've never seen me play if you don't think that I'm somebody's legitimate favorite player.
I mean.
Legitimate favorite player.
Somebody said yes. They said yes, it was.
No, I mean, Steve.
Like
no,
somebody's
no,
like.
No, you really. Hey, no, Steve. Mavens. You really don't believe. No. People, I'm looking at Steve Rummage right now, and he really does not believe that I could possibly be. Hey, Phil Baker. Hey, stop Phil Baker.
I mean, please. I believe you were like no, in some top
cause,
threes.
Because no, Phil Baker is in my wheelhouse right now.
No.
Phil Baker, please.
I
need you to settle a debate right now.
Phil Baker.
No, let me ask the question.
So you can set it up.
I'm not going to shave it. There's a hypothetical question floating around. Welcome, Phil Baker, salesman extraordinaire.
How are you?
Phil Baker, there's a debate going on. We're talking about best players, right? Or favorite players.
Okay.
Favorite players of all time, right?
Okay.
Across our text line, 3831939, somebody said, Marcus Maben is probably my favorite basketball player of all time, right? You hear me?
I hear you.
Steve Rummage just looked at the text line and then looked at me. Like, that was a ridiculous idea, right? Like, he thought there's...
Throwing shade.
He thought there was no way I could be an individual's favorite all-time basketball player. He said, at the very best, top three.
Now,
Phil, you're around the age of some, you know, of you can get... You know a Marcus Maben, a prime Marcus Maben.
He was eating.
Right. Would you agree with my... I shouldn't have did that. Would you agree that it's possible for me to be somebody's absolute favorite player?
Like 90s you and Dwan Wheat?
Explain that to Steve.
So who's your top three, Steve?
U of L all time?
Yeah.
Steve, I'm 2 seconds away from calling him a young punk. You know, like no way that you don't believe that. Dude,
I mean,
get the tapes.
This is my thing.
He was cramming on some people.
No, he was.
That's what I'm saying.
And he may be the best dunker, but I'm just saying somebody player. That's legitimately like, hey, Marcus Maben was my favorite player of all time. Period.
Yes.
Like it's Marcus
it's
Maben.
Like no discussion.
It's Marcus Maben, yes. And nobody else is around him.
Yes.
Like that's where I'm at
Steve,
right now. Like there's a dude somewhere that still has Marcus Maben memorabilia.
Yes.
That's like that right there. This is my
guy.
What
was your poster of the year? It was like the X-Men.
Yes.
That's in somebody's man cave right now.
Steve.
There's a Maben shrine.
But that's a team poster. That's like a, you know.
Steve.
They could have got that at rallies or something.
You got to eat.
You dunk on North Carolina.
You're not anybody's favorite player ever.
Oh, my God.
There's no
You're telling.
He's not. He's
you're serious. Damaging the ego right
now,
man.
I'm just saying.
No, he's just wrong.
Like, he's probably in top threes.
No.
I would say through the 90s decade. Let's see. Okay. Dwan Wheat, Maben.
Of the 90s, absolutely.
If I'm in somebody's top five, put it this way. If I'm in 100 people's top five players through the 90s, how could I not be somebody's number one player or a few people's number
different
one
strokes
all time?
For different folks, man.
Yeah, but see, somebody says, hey, Maben and Dwan Wheat were my favorite players growing up.
You millennials.
Like, you don't think. Yeah. Okay, but that's what I'm saying.
And then Russ came along. And then, you know what I'm saying? Then Garcia came along.
I'm not arguing that I could possibly get bumped. But what I'm saying, for the era of the battle of the hearts and minds, I captured some imagination that said.
I believe that.
When people write songs and they say, I'm balling like Marcus Maben. Real songs that are titled Marcus Maben. You can legitimately.
In 1999, I'm sure there was somebody that thought Marcus Maben's my favorite player.
When he was wearing those platinum Kobe 2s.
Yeah, like I'm sure at some point.
He gained some street cred
when
for
he
me
dyed
on
his
that.
Hair
I'm
red, I'm sure somebody was like, that's my favorite player of all time.
No. My all time favorite player. And they still say, you can't mess with, you know, you're good, but you're not Marcus
Maben. Hands down, LeBradford Smith, but Marcus is a close second.
You had me on the Scotty Deave rant of talking about wearing the Kobe 2s when you weren't supposed to. That's where I was like, all right, Maben instantly went up the list a little bit.
Hey,
that's enough to make you somebody's favorite player.
You're so greedy. You're a fan favorite.
He's going to get his.
I'm somebody's favorite all time. I am quite a few people's all-time favorite player.
Yes, okay, and I'm a couple people's favorite radio host of all time. Do you think they truthfully are like, Steve Rummage is better than anybody that's ever stepped on the radio,
you don't, period. I'm so disappointed. You don't think you're somebody's favorite all time?
No, that was a horrible example, because I can tell they mean that when they say it to me. So that was, I agree, that was a bad example, because they absolutely mean that.
Phil, I appreciate you talking about. I got to ask you one more question before you get out of here. Trade Donovan Mitchell right now for one Kentucky player last year.
Oh, wow. Oh, man.
Yes, you will. Yes,
De'Aaron
you will.
Fox? Ooh. I mean, I don't know.
Wow, sell out. Jeez. That was quick.
Did you see the summer league last night?
Yeah.
My man's eating.
Yeah, I did.
He's eating. All right, boys.
I appreciate it, Phil Baker. We threw him on the spot. That was a horrible thing that we just did.
Catch Phil Baker on Sunday mornings.
No, and catch him outside after the show if you want to. If you want to deal with him. You see how quick he traded Donovan?
He did.
Phil
Wow.
Baker?
That was quick.
Goodness gracious, just, Phil.
Yeah, De'Aaron Fox.
Of course. Jeez. Ew.
Somebody said Steve's a young punk. You see this?
You knew that was coming, right?
You see this?
You did know that was coming, Steve.
I know.
No, Steve, there's legitimately favorites. You like people. You like Floyd Mayweather all-time favorite.
I do.
Right?
Yeah.
Millions of people hate him.
I know. I love Floyd.
Why did you think it was so far?
Well, I don't think people hate you. I mean, like that's not the argument.
No, yes. People hate me, too.
Like, I mean, I don't think there's people out there. Like,
You think people that didn't have to look at that shush picture, that Kentucky?
Yeah, Kentucky Baker fans.
Shush picture all their lives?
I don't think.
They don't hate me?
I don't think you could legitimately.
You're going to pay, buddy. You're going to pay.
I legitimately don't think you could find a Louisville fan that's like, oh, I couldn't stand Marcus.
No, you're wrong.
I don't think so.
You're wrong.
I don't know.
That dude doesn't care. He smiles all the time. He didn't take basketball serious.
Yeah, I mean, maybe. Like, maybe you could find somebody like that. But I think they, for the most part, they would say, hey, no, yeah, he was a good player. I mean, he could dunk. It was cool. Like, he had some good dunks.
Did you see what he just did? He turned me into dunker guy, people. From this point on, If you're officially allowed to refer to Steve as a young punk. Steve just knows me as dunker guy.
Yeah, I mean, hey, look, he can fly, you know. Didn't he dunk on McGlure or something?
Like, it's just a snapshot of my whole career.
Yeah.
So last year, you think the overall consensus is Mitchell for Fox?
That's probably my only one. Because I don't think Monk would have gave you more than Mitchell would have. Because what Mitchell gave you on defense.
Rick Pitino recruited. He was going for Malik Monk early.
No, he was going for De'Aaron Fox hard. Like, he wanted De'Aaron Fox. And I think that shows. I mean, De'Aaron Fox, he's the type of player that, yeah,
you don't think.
He was a Louisville player in a Kentucky jersey, I think.
Who was? De'Aaron Fox?
Yeah. I think he's one of those.
You don't think Coach Pitino would have got more out of Malik Monk?
Absolutely. Yeah. I just think Donovan's better. I think Donovan's a better player than Malik Monk. I mean, I know there's a lot of Kentucky fans probably just drove their car off the street.
Donovan Mitchell at Kentucky does not. He's not in the league.
Yeah. No. He's
not in the league
right now. Oh yeah. Yeah. No. He'd be in the league.
He's Briscoe.
No. Donovan can do way more than Briscoe can.
I agree.
Yeah.
I'm bouncing the idea around.
No, I think he does way more than Briscoe.
Would he be in the league? Would he not be in the league if he had gone to Kentucky?
No, he would. He would. Yeah.
Donovan?
Yeah. I don't think he would be as ready, though. Like, I seriously think Donovan, the way he had the bounce Donovan has, I think he would have been a one and done probably at Kentucky.
He would not
be in the league right now. Or would be kind of one of those dudes that was, hey, he was in D League all last year.
Yep.
You know, he's kind of.
He'd have been a package deal in some trade.
Yeah, like that's where I think
not even
the
a package deal. He'd be in a D League. He'd be in a total D League. Darren, thanks for joining me on Midday with Marcus Maben. We're rolling along. What's on your mind?
What's going on, guys? Black and red till I'm dead. I want to give three quick shout outs to one of my biggest radio fans, Paula, and I love it when Madison calls in. I like the little lady Cardinal touch to the show, and also a good friend of mine, Tony, who I talk to on a daily basis, we've become really good friends. So those are three shout-outs. Listen, Brian Hall is the best producer. Rummage, you are my guy, dude. And Marcus Maben, favorite basketball players I've got, and the football player I've got to do, too, break it down just like this. My sentimental favorite, Marcus, as you well know, it's you. Because of you helped me through a rough time down there in Nashville. We've talked about that before. That's been documented. You know what I'm talking
indeed,
about.
Indeed, indeed.
Absolutely. You helped me through a rough time, dude, even though you were going through a rough time. So I'll always be grateful for you for that. Sentimentally, you're my favorite U of L basketball
Darren,
player.
You do, you do know Steve's going to crush me for you calling me the sentimental favorite, right?
Absolutely.
I will.
Absolutely. But that's what this
I'll
about.
Wait till I'll wait till we're off air before I say he got his own category.
All right, Robin. But my all-time favorite Louisville basketball player has to be Daryl Griffith, without question. And the football one's a little tougher. My sentimental favorite football player of all time is Deion Brandt, because I got a signed jersey by him. But my all-time favorite Louisville football player, because of the sign language documentary they did on ESPN, is Stephon LaForce.
That's a good call.
That is a good
one. That's a good call. A lot of sentimentality in that. No, I appreciate the call, yeah. Darren. Did he just disclaimer me and say, yeah, you're my sentimental favorite, but you're not quite my guy.
Yeah, no, that's an important thing. I would love to say that you got kind of a participation trophy there, but that was a serious.
Oh my God!
That was a serious moment from Darren.
He told me that I got a participation trophy for being the emotional leader of the Louisville former players. Rolling right along. Louisville Lamont, thanks for joining me on 93.9. What's on your mind?
What's going on, Marcus?
Chilling.
I just wanted to say, man, you know what I'm saying? You one of my favorites of all time from Louisville, but I'm a Louisville fan, so I can't, you know, decide on just one in particular player.
No, yes, you can. Listen, don't worry about it. Don't spare my feelings. Go ahead and tell it. Go ahead and say it's Bo Zack Smith.
Oh, wow. No, really, Daryl Griffin, you know, he's like the hands-down favorite, man. Hometown kid. Representing the city. And if I had to trade anybody, I don't know if I wanted to trade anybody, but if I wanted to pluck somebody from Kentucky, it would have been Rajon Rondo and Derek Anderson, because they Louisville boys anyway.
Now, who would you give up to have them? Would you give up DeJuan Wheat to have Derek Anderson?
Oh, no.
You thought about that? You thought about that?
See, I got a personal thing with Derek Ass, my boy. So, you know, that's all that was.
You got to throw out personal stuff when you're talking about making these kind of trades. Just be careful.
Well, yeah, you're right. You're right. But that's hard right there, you know, a little bit.
What you think, Steve? When he made that trade, did he just back out of that one on air?
I think sometimes the pause says it all.
Lamont, so. I appreciate the call, man.
I appreciate it.
Totally. Ooh, guy. Boombox Mike, thanks for joining us on 93.9. What's going on?
Morning, guys. I tell you what, man. I've been looking at my top three since I've been on hold, man. And, you know, you got to give Griff and Luke their love, man. They're the champs. But there's something about Garcia. Something about Francisco Garcia, man, when he was playing. And like, he just play out, and he'd get on the mic, and he'd be like, I just like to play the game. And it was great, man. You know what I'm saying? And I know Mike Bush personally, so he's always going to be my number one. But, you know, Teddy's a Viking, so it's kind of tough.
No, but give me one. Give me one basketball player.
I would have to say Francisco Garcia, man. It was a good time in my life, and he was fun to watch. And especially when he got on the mic, man, I was not expecting his voice like
that. See what I'm saying? Boom. Thank you so much. You see my point, Steve? You see my point?
No. No, I don't.
If Boombox Mike, if his favorite all time is Francisco Garcia, and you're okay with that, him being his all-time favorite U of L player.
Why is that not okay?
Because you're saying
Garcia played 3 years here, went to a Final Four, and ended up with being a lottery pick.
Oh, so 16. So that's what it has to be. Oh, so now you care about pro? Okay, Steve Calipari.
I'm just saying,
now it's all about what. You, now if you
had a great career, you're acting like Garcia was
I
like.
I had a great career too, Steve. And just because I didn't go lottery doesn't mean I get bumped from somebody's favorite player. Oh yeah, Marcus, he would have been my favorite player, but he didn't get drafted, so that bumps him off the.
Well, I mean, you didn't make the Final Four.
That is that the prerequisite?
I mean, I think
to be somebody's personal favorite all time player, you got to make the Final Four.
I think it helps. It helps. Don't make it awkward.
I made it twice. I made the tournament twice.
That's big. And I'm just saying. I mean, Garcia.
We won an NCAA appeal, Steve.
You got to think a lot of people.
We won an NCAA appeal,
Steve. You did. But you got to think a lot of people my age. We watched that 05 team, Garcia and them. That was the first Final Four we'd really ever seen. I'd never seen a Final Four before that 05 team.
That's
what I'm saying. Go, whatever.
Who we got on the phone lines? One.
I don't know who we got on one.
Brian, who we got on one? Greg, thanks for joining us on 93.9. What's going on, my man?
What's going on, Marcus?
Chilling.
Daryl Griffiths, hands down. How many people is going to stay home to their homeschool college team and tell them you're going to bring a championship and do it?
Not many.
No, that's true.
Okay, so if you had to trade them for a Kentucky player, who would it be?
You don't trade no European.
Come on, Greg.
Kentucky
play the game. Come on. You do this with us.
I wouldn't trade nobody for no.
No, you have to. That's the rule. You got to trade him. Yes, you have to trade him.
I have to.
The best player. If you had to get the most return on your investment.
I'm about to go back with Goose Givens all the way back. Be somebody like that.
Goose Givens.
Yeah.
No, I'm sorry. I'm calling everybody a young punk. Now I gotta call myself. I gotta call myself a young punk because I don't know who that is.
Yeah, all right. Way back in with the twin ties.
Now I got your attention. I appreciate the call, Greg. We got another Greg on. Greg on two. We got another Greg on two. Thanks for joining us. What's going on? Oh no! Oh,
he's gone.
He got scared. He bailed. Did he get scared and bail out?
I think so.
We were gonna make him trade Daryl Griffin too. Shame on us. We shouldn't be doing that. Who we got?
Hey, by the way, Boombox Mike called back in, and he wanted to say that his favorite sports personality, though, is Marcus Maven.
Disclaimers.
There we go.
That don't make me feel no better.
Oh, come on. He said he's your favorite.
Yeah, Steve, don't be scared to open that one up. Steve, don't be scared. Steve's over here getting the text line showing pictures of me dunking. 38-31, 93-9.
Oh, man. Who was that on, though? That's on Alaska. They got a team.
You see what he's doing, people?
Come on, man.
Listen, I dunk on Carolina. I don't get no props. I'm out there dunking on Julius Peppers, who's still in the league dominating. Hey. He don't get no props. I dunk on Alaska. I don't get no props. Eric, help us out right here. Thanks for joining us on 93.9. What's on your mind?
All right, Marcus, I can help you out a little bit, but I can't help you out all the way. You are my favorite radio show of all time.
I'm losing this battle, Steve.
I feel bad for starting this fight.
My favorite Louisville basketball and football would have to be Terrence Williams is my favorite Louisville basketball player, and Michael Bush is my favorite Louisville basketball player.
No, okay, you're going to help
and
us.
Go
ahead.
I don't know if I can trade anybody, man. I don't think he's scared to trade already. I don't feel like I could do it.
Come on, Eric.
Feel like I could not trade either one of those guys away. I could not do it.
Come on, Eric. Now, first of all, before we go any further, why is Terrence Williams your all-time favorite?
Because, let's just say, I know we don't do ages, but let's just say I'm the same age about as your son. And so that was a very good time of my life. I loved his style. I loved how he dunked. I mean, watching back Griff's videos, Terrence Williams was like the modern-day Griff for my generation. And so, except without the championship, which we should have had. But I love Terrence Williams. I was there at the dunk contest at Derby City Classic when he actually kissed the Cardinal Bird there in Freedom Hall the very first time. He did it again on his senior night. But he kissed the Cardinal Bird. He dazzled everybody at the dunk contest. It was just awesome, and I fell in love with him from that moment on.
Eric,
and I always have.
I appreciate the call. Thank you so much. You're helping making my case piece by piece. Now, we asked Eric
I don't necessarily support the Terrence.
Because it's not Steve's list. It's Eric's list. His favorite player is Terrence Williams. I asked Eric, why was Terrence Williams your favorite player? He elaborated on kissing the Cardinal Bird in the Derby City Classic, which I played in, and his dunking in the dunk contest, which I also participated in. I think I got second or third in that. And we talked about, you know, his dunking style and things when without the championship and all those things that made Terrence Williams his favorite player. For some reason, that don't apply
wait,
to me.
Wait a minute.
Reggie.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Time out. You lost the Derby Classic Dunk Contest?
And the College Slam Dunk Contest.
You just fell out of my top 20. Reggie, come on. God, do something.
Reggie, thanks for joining us on 93.9. We're going down in flames. What's on your mind?
What's going on, Marcus? I want to say my top three. Let me start with Gorgie. Then give me Preston Knowles. And then give me Marcus Maven. I grew up watching Thursday watching Marcus, man. My granny used to go crazy over Marcus Maven.
Oh.
That's how I knew who he was, man.
Man, I appreciate the call, Reggie. I mean, Preston Knowles.
Yeah.
Preston Knowles. So what, did I fall into him because I didn't advance to the second round?
Look, I'm going to say, I've had PK in with me before, and he was good. He did his thing, man.
I'm not taking a backseat to Preston Knowles.
He did his thing. You have to get him in here.
So did I.
I know.
I can't wait to get him in, too.
We'll get him in here.
We got to get him in.
Yeah.
Who we got? Madison. She wasn't going to let us off the hook that easy. Madison, give me your favorites.
Okay, well, I'm 21 years old, if that tells you anything.
Oh, we don't do ages. No. Abort.
I got to because I didn't watch basketball back when you were playing because I was 2 years old. So
You broke every rule that's ever been designed for midday with Marcus
Maven. Look. But I can't even lie. I was watching some of your highlights the other day, so... Just put that out there.
So now you feel like you know my basketball career a little bit.
Oh no, well my dad grew up watching and he's told me about it and I've watched. Yeah,
thanks, Madison.
When I got into basketball, my dad's told me about everything.
It's
been funny that guy mentioned Preston Knowles because I for that comeback back against Marquette, Preston Knowles will always have a special place in my basketball memory of watching. Because of that comeback against Marquette, he just couldn't miss. And he was always the one like that would hit the half-court shot at the buzzer and everything. And would come out there and kind of be like an Energizer bunny.
So Preston Knowles is your favorite. Him.
No, actually, but for that last game at Freedom Hall against Syracuse, Kyle Keurig.
All right. Appreciate it.
See, why does everybody else get a pat? You, nobody else gets a snarky look out of Steve but the Marcus. That's brutal. Clay on line one. Thanks for joining us on 93.9, my man. What's on your mind?
This is great.
Hey, I think this question does have to do with age. I'm not going to say my age, but my favorite right now is Russ Smith. And then second, I'll go with Reese Gaines. Mm. I mean, I just remember that game against Tennessee where he just hit that shot. But, yeah, I think it –
And that's what makes Reese Gaines your favorite, the Tennessee.
Need a moment.
Not just that, but Reese Gaines was a great player.
Deal. I agree.
Yeah.
100%.
Appreciate it, man.
You okay with Reese Gaines, too?
Yeah.
Preston Knowles, Reese Gaines, Kyle Keurig, Madison broke all the rules. Francisco, you let them name
now,
every,
Kyle Keurig, I will
every
say,
other
I,
person, I, and you don't let me.
I probably put Kyle Keurig on the list. Like, I don't.
You
Kyle Keurig's not legitimately 20, anybody's favorite. I don't think so.
Just
he had a moment.
Not an all-time favorite.
He had a moment, but I mean, he.
Somebody said Luke Hancock.
I mean, that's a different moment. You had a lot of people to be
favorite all-time player.
A lot of people. Yeah. I mean, national title, four threes,
so that's five threes, actually. So that's the disclaimer, but.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that's a different set of – he gets to play by a different set of rules than everybody else.
Boy, are you moving the goalposts today. Who we got?
I don't know who we got on three. Who we got on three?
We'll wait 1 second, people. Don't want to be risky. Want to introduce everybody properly. Cool guy, Don. I knew that. Cool guy, yep. Don. Thanks for joining us on 93.9, my man. What's on your mind?
Man, y'all on fire today.
Always.
Gracious, man. On fire. Man, top three is the hardest thing, but I'm going to have to go with Russ Smith on the top, like Clay said. After that, man, T. Will was just one of my favorites, and it's hard to do. But I have to say, I got to respect the freshman who started up under Denny Crum with that number 5 on him, man. You went a long way, and your whole testimony after that, man, I got to have you in my top 3, too. And I can't believe ain't nobody said this, but as far as the trade goes, I need to go ahead and get Derek Anderson back in the Cardinal in the Ville, and I can let go of Andre McGee. Get him out of here.
No. Come on. Give me somebody. Give me a real deal trade. What would you get?
A good trade.
Get him out of here.
I'll trade him for
Marcus. I know we got the black dot on McGee, but if you want to take it back to his days on the court, he was one of the first defensive dog point guards, man up court. We don't give him credit for that no more. So that is a
wait a minute. I'm not gonna let you off the Derek Anderson. Give up somebody for Derek Anderson real quick.
For Derek Anderson?
Yeah, and make it a fair trade.
Fair trade for Derek Anderson. He's
an all timer at Kentucky, man. So and he's a Louisville guy. Give me a fair trade.
Do they still consider him an all timer right now? I don't know.
Yeah, he got a doghouse a little bit. There's a little mad at him. He's good now.
Okay. I'm gonna give you one more. You're killing me on this one because you really want a real name I could tell. Shane Bahamas.
Cool guy, you just cheating, man.
I like it.
I appreciate it. You can't, come on, man. You can't do that.
I'm just saying.
You can't do that. That's cheating. Who we got?
Let's see. We got
Steve. You're running the board over there. Come on.
Jess said Preston, Maben, and Russ. So you're in the top three. Let's see.
So you basically set a ceiling. You can be in somebody's top three, but you cannot be in the other.
Purvis Ellison. That's one. Top Francisco Garcia. I'm moving on.
I've seen everybody's name's been legal except for mine.
You're in the top threes.
You know what? I've just realized you've taken me for granted. You used to realize that you were in the presence of people's all time greats, right? But now since I skipped out on you on dinner once or twice,
we gotta keep it rolling, man.
Now, Tony online one. Tony, thanks for joining us. What's on your mind?
Good. Golly, Miss Molly, you guys are doing something great today, and I don't know if I can follow my good friend Darren, but let me tell you, I've lived a long life, and I won't mention age, so I have to go by periods of my lifetime.
Right.
When I was a little boy, I was such a U of L fan because my dad was friends with Peck Hickman, who was the guy that started this whole thing in basketball there.
I won the Peck Hickman Award as well.
All right. John Turner, first time Louisville beat U of K, 1959, March, the Mideast Regionals, Evanston, Illinois, John Turner. And he went on to be a great player. Number two, Seneca High School, Wes Unsel. Look at him. He's the first player to win the Rookie of the Year and the Most Valuable Player when he played for the Baltimore Bullets. Okay. The next guy, this is when I was a stud, Daryl Griffith, 1980. And I was in my full, non-threatening old man, there was no crisis then. I was having a great time. Daryl Griffith, what a man, what a player. And I saw him when he was at junior high school at Duval. Then, when I was a daddy and had a good time with my kids and brought up my little son to be a super U of L fan, Milt Wagner. We won it, 1986.
Let me ask you this before we get you out of here. I've got to roll along. Would you trade Milt Wagner for Derek Anderson?
For who?
Derek Anderson.
No.
You meant that. No. I appreciate the call, Tony. I got to roll along. Line two. I'm very curious about this line, too. DeJuan, thanks for joining me on 93.9. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I'm about to say DeJuan Weeks, my favorite player of all time.
What? Listen, you got to elaborate. What about DeJuan Weeks makes him your favorite player of all time?
He was just cool, calm, and collected. But he had that fire in him, too, though. So.
What was it? Was it because he was local, or it was just the coolness about his game that made him your favorite?
Yeah. Local's part of it, but he had a cold game too.
No, listen, I appreciate the call. He's probably my all time favorite here, dude.
Goodness gracious. He's mine. Goodness gracious.
He's not mine, but he's up there.
How do you know about DeJuan Weed? See what I'm saying? Let me see. Who do
he's
we
up there.
Who do we got next Philly on the Carl. Line? Philly Carl, thanks for joining me, man. What's on your
mind? Hey, man. I'm going to keep it real, man, because I think if the callers are a lot younger, so they didn't really appreciate Maven. You know, I was coming down for the summer when you was playing, and if it wasn't, I'm going to be all the way honest, if it wasn't for Wheat in the 90s, Maven, you would probably own the 90s, and I would only realize it because when I come down, my whole family was Louisville fans. But I'm going to say the person I would trade for, I would take Jamal Mashburn, man, and I would give up Everett Sullivan because that would probably be – that would be the only way it could happen. I would take Jamal Mashburn and give up Everett Sullivan.
Good call.
Would you – well, Philly, would you trade in Marcus Maben for Jamal Mashburn?
No, because
– He's lying.
Philly, Carl.
He's lying.
Philly, Carl.
He's lying.
Listen to what I'm saying. No, wait a minute. Let me elaborate. Let me tell you. I would trade early Maben – For Mashburn, but Maben he got a little better towards him. But I would trade early Maben. Yeah,
you would trade freshman, sophomore, junior, senior, fifth year transfer, whoever Maben.
And radio show.
We had a moment yesterday.
I got mad at Mashburn when he was with Travis, and they didn't pull it off against Michigan. I got a little mad at Mashburn. That's all, I will say that. I got a little mad at
okay.
him because I felt like they should have beat Michigan. I felt that.
All right.
So I got a little mad then.
All right, Philly.
Philly, I appreciate
it. I don't think you get all your props, Marcus, because like I said, we took a lot of shine in the 90s.
No, listen, Carl,
Whatever.
Listen, you can't tell these kids nothing sometimes.
I would trade Marcus. I'd
trade Marcus with Jamal Mashburn.
You trade rookie Marcus Maven.
I'd be in here. Listen, hey. For Jamal Mashburn, Marcus Maven would be like,
Stop it. It's getting too real. we can all yell.
I hope you kept close. You know who that is?
No, Brian said the name, but I wasn't listening.
Brian, you're doing your job, but we're not.
Yeah.
Who's on line one?
Totally wasn't listening.
I'm not sure on that.
You're on the air.
Line one, be nice to us. Thanks for joining us on 93.9. What's on your mind?
Okay, yeah, my favorite basketball.
Wait a minute. Introduce yourself first.
Oh, Curtis. My name is Curtis.
Good deal.
Good.
Appreciate it.
Yes, favorite basketball player, no doubt, Curtis Allison. It would have been Griff, but I was about 7 years old. I vaguely remember him. I remember when it started. I remember how good he was. But I don't remember all the particulars.
Wait a minute. What do you like about Purvis Ellison? Are you a big man?
No, it's not that. Purvis, he did a whole lot. He could shoot. He could rebound. He could block shots. He did multiple things. And those are the players I like. Those are not just one-dimensional. He did multiple things. That's why I like Purvis so much. Purvis Ellison.
Would you?
And then next would probably be Billy Thompson. Go ahead.
Would you trade Billy Thompson for Rex Chapman?
Billy for Rex. Probably not, because I thought Billy.
Oh, come on, man!
No, I wouldn't.
That's Rex Chapman.
Rex can shoot. Rex was athletic. Billy Thompson can shoot. Billy Thompson can rebound. Billy Thompson can block shots. Billy Thompson was a McDonald's All-American. He was long, so Rex to me was probably two-dimensional. As in, he was athletic. He can shoot, but name three things that he did really, really well besides shoot and dunk the ball.
Listen, I appreciate the call. I totally appreciate the call. I don't agree. Everybody would trade Billy Thompson for Rex Chapman.
I think
Rex
so.
Chapman, Kentucky Rex Chapman. He goes in the Derrick Anderson category. You'd give up stuff for Rex Chapman.
Yeah.
Would you give up DeJuan Weed for Rex Chapman?
No. I don't think so, man. I was reading something. Yeah, no, I don't think so.
What about the Jamal Mashburn was funny.
Yeah, no, because that one was so ridiculous. Like, whoa, that one's kind of realistic. Yeah. Like, no, I wouldn't trade because, I mean, people do. You forget how great DeJuan Wheat was. I mean, those teams.
Oh, but you don't forget how great Marcus Maven was.
No, because DeJuan Wheat was in the Elite Eight.
You're just such a win at all costs guy now.
Oh, yeah, because I'm the only fan that bases their fandom on if that team won or not.
Yes, you are. Yeah. It's
because of that, I mean, there's all kinds of people running around town. It's like, oh, I love the 06 team. They went to the NIT, even though they went to the NIT only because of injuries that year. They would have been a good team.
I am throwing that
out there.
Yeah, if Muhammad Lasega hadn't been ruled ineligible by the
Supreme Court. That's not a freak injury. saying David Padgett got hurt.
No, that's
Taquan Dean's playing with injuries.
That's since when do you give people injury passes?
Since 06?
You don't give passes on injuries.
We got this is the first one I've seen of this one. This is an interesting.
Oh, you
one.
Better not let him have that. You better not. You watch this, people. People, watch this is how you know my man Steve Rummage is being mean. He's just being mean.
Larry O'Bannon.
See what I'm saying?
Larry went to a Final Four his senior year.
Is that all you care about? Is that all you care about, Steve?
I think that the next one was a typo, but they said Russian Smith. I don't. That's terrifying. But yeah, no, Russ Smith. I know a lot of people. No, yes, Larry O'Bannon. Larry O'Bannon had a moment. He had a moment where you remember everybody chanting Larry against Charlotte. And he's playing, and he's a senior, and he's a guy that it's a big time thing, man. It's Larry O'Bannon.
I lose to Larry O'Bannon.
I mean, I didn't say I put you. I'm not saying I put you behind.
You're okay with Larry O'Bannon being somebody's all time favorite player. I was Larry O'Bannon's all time favorite player. I'm your rapper's favorite rapper. And yes. You giving Larry O'Bannon a pass to be somebody's number one favorite player?
I didn't say that. I necessarily think that he is. I don't know if I put him in that category.
You do know that I bridged the gap between the Coach Crum and Coach Patino era. You do know that the community.
I think it was Reese.
The community was
Reese.
No,
bridged the
I'm
gap.
Talking about the actual political divide between. I bridged that gap. That made me the favorite in itself. My handling of everything with class and come on, Steve.
I still think that belongs to Reese.
I gotta give Final Fours and that's it.
You bridge the divide between the two. Yeah, no, you need to get more tournament success. I don't know what to tell you.
You get bumped off the list for no tournament success.
On my all time dunkers list, yeah, you're up there. Somebody said BJ Flynn. I'm not.
No, yes. Okay. Yes. Defend BJ.
No,
go.
I'm not.
No, go
I'm
ahead.
Not.
I'm go not. Ahead. Or yell at them and say, BJ Flynn is not your all-time favorite player. I don't care what you say.
I don't think BJ Flynn is necessarily anybody's.
Why can't he be? He's the toughest.
And I could see that. I could see that because, I mean, maybe there I could see somebody that can say, okay, I can connect with a BJ Flynn because he's kind of the tough, you know, he's playing hard. I mean, like I can see. I'm just saying, like, there's names that I can see being all time favorites. I mean, and it's not personal. Somebody said All Heart BJ.
This was the most personal show we've ever heard. This was the funnest show we've ever had.
This was fun. Yeah, it's good.
This was way too much fun, people. We appreciate the calls. We appreciate the participation. We appreciate the wide range of audiences.
Oh yes,
we have such. Jeez. We have such an extreme audience, man. It's great.
Yeah.
It's fascinating.
Yeah, we appreciate
man,
it.
Man, I'm emotional at the end of the show, man. I appreciate you every day, 10 to 12. Brian Hall appreciates you. Steve Rummage appreciates you. Marcus Babin definitely appreciates you. 8150 all the time, people. 93.9.